This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Former Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has fled into exile after being granted asylum in Spain, delivering a major blow to millions who placed their hopes in his upstart campaign to end 2 decades of single-party rule. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The surprise departure of the man considered by Venezuela's opposition and several foreign governments to be the legitimate winner of July's presidential race was announced late Saturday night by Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez. She said the government decided to grant Gonzalez safe passage out of the country just days after ordering his arrest to help restore the country's political peace and tranquility. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A plane carrying Venezuelan opposition leader Gonzalez has landed at a Spanish military base, a government source said on Sunday. A shooting attack at the West Bank-Jordan border crossing kills 3 Israelis. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Israeli officials say 3 people were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan, while in Gaza, an Israeli strike killed at least 5 people, including women and children. Israel's military said a gunman approached the Allenby bridge crossing from the Jordanian side and opened fire at security forces. The 3 killed were Israeli civilian men in their 50s. In Gaza, an Israeli airstrike killed several people in the northern Jabalia refugee camp, including 2 women and 2 children. Gaza's Civil Defense, which is a group of first responders in the enclave, says the strike targeted the home of one of its directors. I'm Karen Chamas.
Typhoon Yagi, Asia's most powerful storm this year, was downgraded to a tropical depression on Sunday. Vietnam's meteorological agency cautioned about the ongoing risk of flooding and landslides as the storm moves westward. This is VOA News. 2 people died and 4 were injured because of an overnight Russian airstrike on Sumy. The military administration of the northeastern Ukrainian region said on Sunday 2 children were amongst those injured. Vice President Kamala Harris is revealing more of her personal side as the White House race heats up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kamala Harris has been revealing more details about herself, even as she lays out her plans for a potential presidency. From grabbing a bag of Doritos at a Pennsylvania convenience store.
This is my go-to, the original nacho cheese.
To eyeing the dessert counter at a Georgia market.
I want a slice of that caramel. Yeah, it's like done. My favorite.
To talking about being tasked with making collard greens for an annual Christmas Eve party. The personal details are part of the usually guarded Harris's bid to identify with voters, sharing her upbringing with a single mom, and showing she understands middle-class struggles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The chief of the United Nations World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he was shocked by the world's insufficient action to stop the crisis in Sudan.
Sudanese are suffering through a perfect storm of crisis. Over 500 days of conflict, the largest level of displacement in the world, famine in some parts, disease outbreaks including cholera, malaria, dengue, and measles with the risk of mpox, multiple reported incidents of conflict-related sexual violence, and the near collapse of much of the country's health system.
The conflict since April last year, pitting the army against paramilitary forces, has killed tens of thousands of people and triggered one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. A fire broke out at a girls' boarding school in a town in central Kenya late on Saturday, leaving at least 3 students injured and destroying property, the Kenya Red Cross and police said. The fire follows the deaths of at least 21 students in a blaze at a boarding primary school, Hillside Endarasha Academy, also in central Kenya, early on Friday. Kenya police spokesperson Rosilia Anyango also said late on Saturday that a fire at the school had been contained. She did not say what had caused the blaze. Kentucky police resumed a manhunt on Sunday morning for a suspected gunman whose authorities say opened fire on vehicles traveling a rural stretch of Interstate 75 on Saturday, injuring 7 people. The Laurel County Sheriff's Office said on Sunday that the search had resumed with the help of numerous law enforcement agencies. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.